Looking toward the end of 2019, I spoke with University of Tennessee Boyd Center for Business and Economic Research's director, William Fox, about the state's decade-long period of economic expansion and what it means for the future of Tennessee moving into 2020. We've seen the longest economic expansion in Tennessee's modern history, and inflation-adjusted tax revenues have stayed fairly flat over that time. We've only seen a 7% increase. Can you explain that a little bit more?
Sure. Tax revenues have grown, and in many ways grown faster than I thought they would, but the growth has been offset by a lot of tax cuts. So, for example, we've taken the sales tax partially off of food. We've slowly been eliminating the hall income tax, to give just two examples. And so those are reducing the revenues that are otherwise growing because of a pretty strong economy. So our tax instruments have performed pretty well. But you take out inflation, then what we found is pretty modest growth. And that's the number you're referring to is 7% growth after inflation and after all the tax cuts.
What is concerning about that?
I don't actually worry very much about funding government in a 10.5-year economic expansion. I always worry about recessions. I think there will be another one. I don't know when it's going to be. I don't expect one in the next year, but there will be another.
Do you think we're in a more vulnerable position?
My real concern has been that if you look back at the history of Tennessee, what's happened is tax revenues have grown relative to the economy in economic expansions and then plummeted in a recession. But we started from a higher point. What's happened in this particular expansion is tax revenues haven't grown relative to the economy. They're kind of the same share as they were 6 or 7 or 8 years ago. And so now when this recession happens and we suddenly see this big decrease in taxes relative to the economy, we won't be in the same position.
Your revenue growth forecast for next year is the lowest since 2014. What are the factors that went into making that prediction?
I'm not suggesting the economy is worse. What I'm saying is the number of workers that can be hired continues to diminish. We just don't have enough people to maintain the kind of employment growth rates that existed through much of this expansion.
We've seen most of the job growth in the large city centers, Clarksville, Nashville, Memphis, Knoxville, of course. What sort of growth have you seen in rural areas?
So I think that the rural places are actually just like the urban places. Some are doing really well, and some are not doing nearly as well. If you get to, I'm going to call them truly remote rural places, places that are disparate from the urban areas, most of them are doing really quite badly. I don't think there's any easy answers. They certainly need to be looked at on a individual basis. Is there something in this particular county or area that can be done to assist in the growth? And one of the things that gets talked about a lot, of course, is internet access.
And one thing you talked about that was interesting to me was about manufacturing and that they've seen continued growth in revenue and output, but no growth in jobs. Do you think that has a disproportional impact on some of these rural areas in Tennessee?
A lot of the productivity changes that come from new technology have been in the manufacturing area, helping us manufacture the same or even higher quality version of goods with fewer workers. Now, that makes them cheaper for you and I who aren't working in the manufacturing sector, but it means fewer jobs. And so the combination of the technology changes and changes in tastes and how we spend our income are what's driving manufacturing employment downward.
That was William Fox, an economist and the director of the University of Tennessee's Boyd Center for Business and Economic Research, talking about the state of Tennessee's economy at the end of this decade-long period of economic expansion.